save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
After I brought you in wasabi peas, everything.
Yeah, that's nice. But do not put a dirty, mutted up hair comb brush thing in front of me where I'm eating.
Can we discuss the wasabi peas for a moment, though? First of all, I say this, like, full well acknowledging. Thank you very much for the wasabi peas that you bring in most mornings. Very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
But also, like, I do agree with Xavier about the opening of the wasabi peas and how there's a split halfway down the bag.
Here's an idea. Don't eat them. I paid for that batch. I told you not to, right? Yeah. And you were like, no, I'm giving you money. I'll give you money. I was like, no, you can give me money. I told you they cost $10 each. Yeah. They don't.
What do they cost?
A lot less.
Do they?
Oh, I've bought the next 5 batches then.
No, you actually didn't. It's not that cheap.
They'd be like $3.49 or something.
Nah, I reckon they'd be about $7 or $8.
Yeah, yeah.
I know my wasabi peas.
I have to bloody go out there and get them. You two have cars. I don't even have a car. I've got to walk to get them.
You got a motorbike.
And it's in the middle of the city. No.
Is that a new jacket?
No.
I like it.
Don't give me compliments. No. I'm in a
okay,
bad
you were having,
mood.
No, why are you in a bad mood? Why? You were having the show of your life this morning. You were so happy. Why?
So he pissed me off.
Oh. What did he do? Tell me.
He told me that my hair was yuck, and I've got a real bad complaint about my hair.
Why did you tell her that her hair was yuck?
We were trying to do a break, and she was on her phone texting someone, and you were like distracting.
No,
you were fucking
I
flapping.
Wasn't. I forgot to do
Pete
something, and I realised it was at the end of the break. I knew that we had one caller to go, and I had literally 30 seconds to find something. Mm. I know Pete's trying to get my attention, but I just needed to get
drew
this
away
thing.
From what we were trying to do. And I really let that girl down on the other end. I don't actually know what the story was.
I don't know what the story was either. I'm not joking.
I heard a car.
It's like just trying to get your attention, but half paying attention to her story. But because it's live radio. Things happen. Things move around. Things drop. Good stories happen. Bad stories happen. So on and so forth.
Why are you airing your grievances? It's between her and I. Now you've thrown yourself in the...
No, no, I haven't thrown myself into it. No,
I just get really annoyed when I'm not prepared. And I honestly thought I had time to find
you do get really... You know what I just say, right? If anybody's listening to this thing to themselves, how should I approach life? Approach like Jules. You get so shitty if you're not well prepared for something. I really admire it.
Why
I really admire that passion.
Well,
why is that a message to society?
What do you mean?
People can get by without being so prepared and just sort of weave their way through life.
I think you should. Yeah, but I think you should be as upset as you when you're not prepared.
If you're not holding yourself accountable for the things that
you are responsible for.
Let it go. You just got to let things go.
I have let it go.
Should we be sending our girls to an all-girls school?
No, I
Those
wouldn't.
Those all-girls school girls.
Hoo-hoo. I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
I would send girls to a co-ed.
And boys to an all-boys.
Boys to boys.
Liz is asking me that question.
What all-girls schools are around you?
There's none.
Adelaide High?
Santa Maria.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Iona.
I'm not laughing at you.
Iona's in Nedlands.
I'm not saying
Mercedes?
They're around me, but
is Mercedes
a... Mercedes is like near out near Subi Perth, like around.
I don't know. I know.
If I had a kid, I'd be sending them out to Guildford Grammar.
Yeah, Guildford's a good school. It's a long way away.
That's all blokes though.
No, it's not.
No,
isn't it?
It's co-ed now.
Oh no! Wait a minute. Yeah, it's all blokes.
You see how big that school is?
When my father-in-law went there, it was all blokes.
Iona's co-ed in 2016.
What was it originally?
Boys.
Just boys. Right. It's huge.
It's like my old high school was all boys up until a certain year.
Then what happened?
Boys.
Ladies came
back.
Hey,
old Peppy.
Ladies. What boy is, what school is Ted going to go? Trinity?
Melbourne Grammar. Priority one. But I don't think that'll happen. So probably Trinity. Trinity. Mm. There's like M's grandfather. So Ted's great-grandfather. Not me, but M's brothers.
All Trinity boys. Wow.
So Melbourne Grammar's priority.
Yeah.
Well, so would you guys move back or would you ship him off?
Probably.
What do you think?
I'm not sure, mate. Up in the air. Don't know. Really unsure about that.
As if Xavier's going to be separated from Ted.
No, I bought his in boarding school for 6 years or something. Loved
but not when he's young.
No, he wouldn't go really. All right, I better go get my bike fixed.
All right, I'll enjoy the podcast.
Sorry, I was angry at the start.
I can't. No, it's okay. I can't wait to hear like that final phoner story that we did.
Yeah, but I heard something about a car.
Hmm.
Interesting. Anyway,
it would have been just us going, yeah.
No, not you. Not us. No, you definitely weren't.
I was busy. You two should have been focused on the caller and the show.
I must admit, if I blame Pete.
What? Why?
You're driving the ship.
Yeah.
You needed to be a bit more flimsy and flexible on your feet. You could have gone, right, Jules, me and you engage, and said, you distracted me.
I did not distract
yes.
you.
Yes. So I think it all comes down to your fault.
I did not distract you. You weren't distracted by anything.
Yeah, the police went past before. All right, I'm going to go, man. I've got shoes.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I'll tell you what's up. We got a big morning this morning. Right off the bat, before 6:30, the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, will join us on the show.
Cheers, I've got some hard-hitting questions.
What are you going to go with?
What have you got?
You're going to have to wait.
Loosen me up.
Come on.
No, you're going to have to wait. Look, we've got like 15 minutes, seriously.
So in other words, you've got nothing?
No, I do. I've got a list of things. I thought very hard.
Yeah, have you got some good ones, though? Don't come in cold like you do occasionally.
You know that I'm not into politics, but... I've studied him up.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm
nervous, Pete.
A little nervous as well.
We had an interview on Monday where Jules was a bit, it was a bit of a tough interview that we sort of managed to squeeze through.
Oh, man.
The one you fell asleep in.
No, I had too much sun the day before. That's all that was all about.
Bit of sunstroke, wasn't it? It rained. We had 40 mils of rain.
Shush. Must have been Saturday then, was it? Oh, don't. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm very good.
What about you? What? No, go on.
Oh, no. I was going to move us on because about this story I found on
Facebook.
Well,
move us on. Okay. Hit us with the story.
Because I want to know if anyone out there still makes their partner's lunch.
Funny you say that. I technically do because when I make dinner, I don't eat much dinner.
Yeah.
And I'll make a little bit leftovers.
So leftovers.
Well, yeah, but I'll deliberately cook more. Not more because it's only a set amount I cook. But I sacrifice some of my dinner. For her to have a packed lunch the next day.
You're a hero.
Oh.
You're a hero.
Husband of the year. What about you, Pat?
Do I still make my partner's lunch or vice versa or whatever?
Ours are a bit hard, Pepper.
No, they're a bit hard. I like breakfast hours are a little bit hard. Though Liz used to put a little something together for me when I used to do Arvos.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this story I came across, this lady, she posted on this website, like a Facebook website, Budget Friendly Meals Australia, right?
Mm.
And she posted that she had packed her husband's lunch, which is like a sandwich.
Oh, lovely.
Cavanossi cheese.
I don't know
biscuits.
What that is. Cavanossi.
Cavanossi.
No, sausage.
Cheese. Sausage.
What's Cavanossi?
Is it cheese?
You guys don't know what Cavanossi is.
No.
What do you guys call it?
Did you just say Cavanossi cheese?
No, Cavanossi and cheese.
And cheese.
Yeah.
Nah, what is it? Is it Strasbourg? It's Strasbourg.
No, you don't. You guys know what Cavanossi is.
Uh-uh. I've never heard of Cavanossi.
Well, I feel like I should know because it sounds Italian.
It's like a little sausage. They were on platters.
I just said sausage.
Cheese. Yeah, but it's not a sausage.
It's Strasbourg.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not a sausage?
It's a little sausage.
It's a little sausage.
It's a little pep.
It's a sausage.
Oh, I'm going to have to get a photo. I cannot believe
I don't even think Jules knows what Cavanossi is.
No, I do. It's not like a normal sausage, but it is a sausage.
Little Frankfurt.
13,
some of them
10,
can be
60.
A little bit spicy. They're like a bigger Twiggy stick. Do you know what a Twiggy stick is?
A Frankfurt.
Yes.
Yeah, but not really like a Frankfurt.
A hot dog.
No.
Do you still pack your partner's lunch? We got open lines, so...
Yes, give us a call on 13 10 60 because this lady has come under fire about gender roles in 2020. It's like women have jumped on there carrying on about the fact that she has made her husband lunch.
Oh, Clementine Ford jump in?
No, but I'm sure she may have tweeted something else out.
13 10 60. What do you reckon?
If I had I'd make him lunch.
Do you know what Cavanossi is?
No.
Can you describe it?
Big, long, dried sausage.
Is it not an... It must be an East Coast thing. Are you guys having...
I am East Coast.
Yeah, he is East Coast.
Yeah, but Victoria,
I ran
you
the
guys...
East Coast.
Oh, please.
I really didn't.
13, 10, 60. Want to know if you still make your own lunch... still make your partner's lunch or if your partner makes your lunch for you. Want to see if it's still out there.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Give us the reset,
okay,
Jules.
So came across this story on Facebook last night where this lady had packed her partner's lunch, took a photo of it, and posted it on Budget Friendly Family Meals Australia, right? Then she came under fire about the gender roles in 2020 and how she shouldn't be making her partner's lunch. And someone even wrote, oh, so we have to feed them during the day too, do we? So I thought this morning, 131060, give us a buzz. Does your partner still make your lunch?
Hey, Soph.
Hi.
What's the story, Soph?
So I don't understand why everyone's saying it's about gender roles. I mean, I make my partner's lunch every single evening.
Yes, but if you were at work late or something, you'd expect your partner to, I suppose, make your lunch or dinner or something as well, wouldn't you?
Exactly. I mean, if I'm in a pinch, he 100% jumps in and does it for me, but usually I just prefer to do it because then I know I'm actually getting something decent.
Yeah. That's why I cook at home.
Also, Sophie, do you know what a cabanossi is?
I do know what a cabanossi is.
Well done.
Every platter I make.
Yes.
Hey, Soph, can you just explain it a little bit better than Jules, who was like just doing small fingers? can you just explain it, Soph, what a cabanossi is, please?
It's like a super long, thin sausage.
Sounds so okay.
Like Frankfurt without the skin is what it looks like. But it's
Frankfurt without
like
a skin.
Yeah, like a twiggy stick. Good.
Like, yeah, it looks like a twiggy stick, but thicker.
No, it can't be a Frankfurt without a skin.
No, it's like a twiggy stick, but thicker.
But thicker.
And longer.
And longer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Soph.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Soph.
All right, let's go to Paul from Kingsley. Does your partner still make your lunch?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, she makes my lunch for me every day.
Every morning.
Yeah, so most evenings, when if there's leftovers, they'll be packed in the fridge, or she'll generally get up when I do, and while I'm getting ready, she'll get my lunch ready.
Hey, Paul, it's 6 o'clock, mate. So what time does the better half have to rise and shine to make you a crust?
Oh, no, she's normally up pretty early with me. Always, like I said, it's normally every evening she gets it ready. But even if she doesn't, she'll apologise to me for not making it.
Oh,
lucky you're happy to get something.
Aww.
Holy.
She apologises.
You better be treating her well, Paul.
Yeah, 100%.
They'll be lining up.
She really looks after me.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day. One more here from Mimi. Hello.
Mimi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on, mate?
Great. Oh, good. Well, basically, I've been with my husband for like 40 years.
Mm.
And I've been making his food for 40 years.
Oh, wow. 40 years.
Firstly, mate, what advice you got to get through 40 years?
40 years? Well, I met him when he was 18 and I've trained him well.
How dare you be so sexist?
He was 18 and I've done a lot of training there.
Good on you, mate.
He's a wonderful husband. So that's part of it. That's the part of how I show I love him is I used to get up at 4 and do his lunch for the day, but now he's a truck driver. He goes up to Karratha and Geraldton. So he's away and I basically, he has a proper dinner to take. He has snacks. He has a whole little picnic thing going on.
Nice.
Oh, imagine all the truckies at the truck stop together.
At the roadie.
Yeah, at the roadhouse.
Exactly.
And they're all...
When he stops there's a couple of places, like he drops freight off at pubs.
Yeah.
And things like that. And they heat his meal in the microwave.
Yeah.
And they go like, oh, we all want your food.
Yeah.
So they said, oh, your wife, it's pretty good.
Do you have any Kevin Ossie or?
Yeah, I do. He likes the hot little twiggy stick.
Yeah,
right.
That's about.
I do know cabanossi as well.
Oh, yeah.
See, cabanossi, also known as cabana.
Oh, cabana.
Don't say you know.
Of course. Yeah.
What?
Cabana.
Is that what you call them here?
That's what everywhere in the world is called cabana.
No, on the East Coast,
different ones now.
Oh, there's all different ones.
Yeah.
Cabana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a cabana stick. And you just chew it. Yeah. Dried sausage.
Yeah, there's
bang.
Cabana, cabanossi, Cabala, Cabala.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Is it spicy?
There's a whole heap of them. They've all got slightly different flavours.
Yeah, okay. I might have to try that one out.
Same sort of thing, though.
Nice. Here's a little tip for you, though, for anyone who does like eating cabanossi, cabana, however you pronounce it. You cook them. You cut them up and you cook them in a frying pan, then serve them.
Very excited about that.
No,
any other advice you want to give us to get through the day?
No, that's it.
Nah, oh.
Yeah, cook your cabanossi.
Cook your cabana.
Oh, God. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9. A man who has the world's third best shortened name behind J-Lo and T-Swizz, the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Stop It himself.
Stop It.
Okay. Please welcome the Honourable Scott ScoMo Morrison. Prime Minister, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for your time. How are you?
I'm good. Love the promo.
You've announced JobMaker, which is part of the reason why we've got you on this morning, but it's had a lot of fancy terms and words attached to it. But essentially, the idea is to start us on the process to get the Australian economy out of ICU. But for the average person just getting up right now, going about their day, getting the kids ready, heading off to work for their average job, what does JobMaker mean for them?
Well, look, JobMaker is a lot of things, but what it's all about is just actually having an economy which is strengthening so people can get back to work, so they can get more hours, so they can find jobs if they've sadly lost one over the course of this terrible pandemic. And there's a lot of things we've got to change, whether it's in how employees work together in their workplace and the rules that you have. And it could be everything from how more quickly governments can approve big projects and things like that, and building roads and all of these things. It's all designed to get people working right across the country.
Okay. Now, ScoMo, I think we're all blown away with the miscalculation of the JobKeeper. How do you think the Treasurer handled the miscalculation error?
This is basically what happened. It's like if you're building a house, and let's say the builder came to you and they said, well, it's going to cost you $500,000, which is pretty steep. And borrowing that much money, it would really go, gosh. And then that's what the builder told you when you're starting the project. But as time went on, they've come back and they've told you it's not going to cost that much now. It's going to cost you $350,000. And that's about the average price for building a house these days. And you'd go, well, I welcome that news. I mean, the fact that it's going to cost us less because the original estimate was a very conservative one. I mean, when they put this together and they told us how much it was going to cost, no one knew what the future held at that time. We can all look back several months ago and go, oh, yes, it was all going to turn out like it has. But that certainly wasn't the view several months ago. Countries just like Australia have had death rates from coronavirus 100 times what we've had. So we were facing down the barrel of something absolutely horrific. And so those costs were worked out before all that was happening. And so they erred on the cautious side. And so it means that Australians won't have to borrow as much money now as we were going to have to.
I was going to say, what happens to that money?
Well, we don't have to borrow it.
Yeah. Okay, so we didn't have it. All right, no. Cool.
It wasn't down the back of the couch.
Oh, right.
It's back to, the loaners.
So
interest-free
where
back.
Where else does it go to? But, yeah, if we haven't borrowed it, then that makes sense.
So, Prime Minister, why were...
we just don't have to borrow that much.
Why were you guys getting ripped about it then? Why were people so upset?
The Labor Party seemed pretty upset. Mm. So that's just politics.
Albo.
Politics.
Bloody Albo.
There's a gotcha politics thing here in Canberra and everyone likes to be clever about it. But at the end of the day, the original quote was very cautious, and what it came in as was a lot less.
So you
over at the tax office, they had this little system to work out how it was going along, and there was a fault in that, and they fixed it. And the good news for taxpayers is we won't have to borrow as much money.
I was going to say, I'd be barking mad if we're $60 billion over, mate, so it's not a bad thing. Hey, if you were Premier of WA, would you be advising to open the borders to interstate travel and business?
Well, look, I would, but that's a matter for Mark McGowan. There's no national health advice which is saying we should have internal borders. I know in the West it's a pretty independent state. And keep things yourself and keep all those eastern staters out, but we need to open up our economy. I mean, Mark's done a great job, working together as part of the National Cabinet. He and I have worked very closely together to manage what has been an incredibly difficult situation. He made the call that he was going to close the state borders in WA. That wasn't a National Cabinet decision. Queensland did the same thing, so did South Australia and Tassie, but I think the time has come now that we've got to start opening things up. But that's his call, and he can explain his reasons for it.
Prime Minister, can I take you back to that moment where you and the government first got a bit of a taste that something was coming and it was going to be relatively dire and you're going to start having to put plans into place? Can you take us back to what that moment was like, if you remember exactly?
Well, I do, and I sadly remember it for a whole bunch of different reasons. I mean, the day that all of this happened was about the same time as my father passed away. And I was briefed by the head of the chief medical officer. And then on that day, I visited the incident response centre here in Canberra. That was the day my father passed away. At that stage, people didn't really know how significant this was going to be. But our chief health officer moved before, much of the rest of the world. And he said, this is serious. We've set this up and we're initiating the response plans. But the day that I think it really became, it went to another level was the day we decided to close the borders to China. In terms of people coming here from mainland China, Australian residents could obviously return. And that was one of the most, if not the most important decision we made. It just built up every day, but there was enormous uncertainty. And, the prospect of what we were seeing in Italy and places like that was truly quite, very horrifying. And so it was a very sobering and And we can't be complacent now. The virus is still there. Mm-hmm. We've just got the protections in place. So download the COVID Safe app, please.
Yeah, definitely.
Safe, and it means we can keep opening up the economy.
Firstly, ScoMo, really sorry to hear about your dad passing as well. But what do you do to switch off? I mean, in times like these, I think you probably have one of the toughest jobs in the country at the moment.
The NRL starts tonight.
But what does ScoMo do to switch off and de-stress? Because I can only imagine just how stressful your position is.
Well, look, during that time, Jenny and the girls came down to Canberra, and I actually had my mum and my mother-in-law staying with us as well. So there was plenty of time to spend, you know, with the family, which mm-hmm. is... In this job, you don't get as the opportunity to do that as much as you'd like to. So that's always been my first go-to. You know, a bit of cooking or a bit of reading. But and as you said, Sharkies are back on Saturday afternoon, so I'm pretty excited about the footy coming back on.
Damn the Sharkies.
And the AFL's not far behind it. So yeah. I think that's great.
How important is it when you sit at the National Cabinet to talk about the introduction of not only the professional sport, NRL, AFL, I mean, the horse racing's continued on, but community-level yeah. sport for the kids, the you know, at school and the Oz Kickers around WA, how important it is getting sport back to the young tackers?
Oh, equally as important, if not more, because sport brings the whole community together and it's a way of people connecting. Now, we've got to be careful, and I'm sure everybody will, and there's been some great work done by the Institute of Sport and the Sports Australia to ensure we've got good, clear rules for how people can get their sport up and running again in the community level. I'm looking forward to that for everyone around the country. It's just such a heartbeat for the country how we engage in community sport. So that's moving along, and I really applaud everyone who's been involved because there's so many volunteers. You know, if you're running the local netball club and you've got to work it out for, you know, Saturday to Saturday, that's, you know, that's a lot of volunteer effort getting across the detail. And to all those volunteers who are sitting around kitchen tables working that out at the moment, good on you.
Prime Minister, how often are you on the phone to other world leaders? And is there anybody in particular that you get along just like a house on fire with? You know, you get on the phone, hey, how's it going? What's been happening? Having a chat?
One of the things that's happened during this whole event is we've all been talking to each other a lot more regularly than we normally would. I mean, last night I was on a call with the Austrian Chancellor and the Israeli Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern was on the call, Czech Republic, Norwegian Prime Minister. There's a lot of these groups that have formed, and that's a group of countries that are actually doing really well, and together down under, we're doing the best of all of those. And so you're swapping a lot of notes, but, you know, I'm obviously talking to Jacinda a fair bit, and Boris Johnson, we talk a fair bit too, which is good, and obviously back in the United States. Shinzo Abe up in Japan, he's a great leader, and he's been around a long time, so he's got a lot of experience, and I've always had a very good relationship with him.
How nervous are you, mate, with the relationship between Australia and China?
Look, we've just got to focus on what it's about, and it's about mutual benefit. And in Western Australia, you benefit greatly from that relationship, and we want to keep trading. But at the same time, we've got to be who we are, and we haven't done anything to offend that relationship. We've just, you know, pursued our interests, and we'll continue to do that. And there'll be problems from time to time, and we'll deal with those on a case-by-case basis. I don't sort of link it to other things, but Australia's just going to be who we are. We're not going to trade that away for short-term gain. I don't think Australians would want us to.
Now, ScoMo, one last question from me and something I've always wanted to ask you, especially seeing you on TV.
No, here we go.
Oh, it's going to be a big one. Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
When it comes to music, do you prefer to listen to Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
I prefer to listen to Tita Arena.
Cardi B, then.
Fair call. Thanks. Thanks very much, ScoMo. And good luck to the Sharkies this year, mate.
Very good. Thanks for having me on the program. It was good to talk to you.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Okay, so I've got three headlines here from around Perth, WA.
WA.
Two are the truth and one is a lie.
And we're Norton Forgels.
Oh, two truths 100%, and a lie.
100%, yes.
No, I get it. Yeah.
What?
I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, hey, you're not listening? We've been playing it since Monday.
It's a good game.
No wonder
like
we haven't hit the target yet. I like it.
You know, you guys have not picked the lie yet, so which means I'm doing my job
really well.
You're doing well,
mate. You are.
Really well. But I thought I'd make them a little bit easy for you
today. No,
no. Oh, too late. I've already written them out.
That's the problem with society.
What?
You've thrown us a participation award here.
Yeah, literally, because I see how upset you get when you don't win.
I'm just trying to get better.
Okay. Don't be bitter.
That's what I was trying. Pete would have to take participation.
I also said I'd make them. I also said that I would make them easy for you yesterday, and you still lost.
Yeah,
you guys still lost yesterday. Okay. Anyway, here's your headlines. Okay, first one. 15-year-old Wyndham boy has future license suspended. The second headline, multiple public primary school playgrounds in Perth to receive a $2 million facelift.
Oh, yes.
Kalgoorlie man in custody after breaking his court-imposed curfew to satisfy his munchies.
Pete, well, do you know what I'm going to go with, Pete?
What are you going to go with?
Well, Jules said originally headlines from around Perth and then went, I mean around WA. So I have a funny feeling the one that she made up isn't from Perth.
Right.
The way that she sort of covered her trail really quickly and backtracked.
Mate, you know I can't talk straight anyway, so.
Have I found a little.
Oh, maybe.
You might have found a loophole.
Little slip.
Or maybe she's saying maybe because she's throwing you off.
Yeah, I know. She's very good
it's
at that.
Bloody tough one.
You'd be a very good poker player. You should join the boys for a hand every now and then.
No, thanks.
Okay. I'm going to go to the last one, Jules, purely because I think the $2 million upgrade for playgrounds is a really good thing that the government could do.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
So you're going to say that the Kalgoorlie man in custody after breaking his court-imposed curfew to satisfy his munchies is a lie.
Yes.
What do you reckon, Pep?
I know it's definitely not the second one because I've heard. Now, the reason why I know is because I heard that headline yesterday.
Did ya?
And it stuck in my head because of the alliteration in the sentence. Public playground, so on and so forth, right? So
I also want to know where the $2 million is getting spent. Do you hope it's next door to our
would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
Oh, God. Kalgoorlie and man with the munchies.
Well, no, Kalgoolie and munchies are the same.
Yeah, I know. That's
what
I mean.
What was the first one?
That's what I mean. Kalgoorlie man with the munchies. What was the first one again?
15-year-old Wyndham boy has future license suspended.
Can you spell Wyndham for me?
Oh.
No, don't ask me questions.
Spell me Wyndham.
No, don't ask me questions. Truth or a lie?
I'm going to go with number one.
I'm going number one too.
You guys are both wrong again.
Oh, get out.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Was it number three?
No, the public school primary getting the facelift is a lie.
What do you mean it's a lie?
It's a lie.
What do you mean it's a lie?
It's a lie.
Pete, you said you heard the story yesterday.
I did hear the story yesterday.
I cannot. You couldn't lie straight in bed. What have you done to us? Your life is a lie.
What do you mean? What do you mean is it? What's the...
What, maybe we did the four Ps too?
Just
public
flat
school,
out.
Primary, playgrounds.
It's
and...
a lie.
Hang on a sec. Wait a minute.
Pete.
Hang on. Wait,
you've
wait,
actually wait. Thrown a curveball
Baby
in there.
Jay, what's going on?
It's a complete lie. Me and Jules sit down and we make these out.
Pete. I'm not even kidding you.
Well, that's
I'm
too complicated for you guys to put together as a lie.
But regardless, you said you heard the story
I did hear the story. I'll play it.
I heard the headline.
I heard the headline in a news bulletin.
Well, it's a lie.
I'm gonna bloody find it.
There's two truths and a liar in this room. Pete's a liar.
I'm gonna bloody find
the
headline.
The real stories, the truth. 15-year-old Wyndham boy has future license suspended. So he was busted driving late at night, and so when he does get his license, he's getting his license suspended for 3 months. That's what the court has imposed.
Bugger.
So that one's true. Mm. And the last one, Kalgoorlie man could. In custody after breaking his court-imposed curfew to satisfy his munchies,
who
was on bail.
I'm so
and,
salty.
Oh, he was on bail. He was charged with stealing an aggravated burglary, right? Mm. But this is the thing. He stole a till. Mm. And you know how obviously
what, whilst on the munchies or a different?
No. This was his crime.
Okay.
He stole a till.
Yeah.
And he gnawed at the cord to...
chewed the cord?
Chewed
what?
The cord. Yeah.
Sounds like my old man's new dog that chews everything.
No, he chewed the cord to get the till. I'm like, why wouldn't you just unplug it? But anyway, each to their own.
You could have added that to the story and I would have been like, no way.
He was on bail and obviously on bail you're on a curfew and he was busted out getting some munchies because he was hungry.
Jules,
where's
0 and 8?
Oh, no. This is brilliant. Mate, if it happens tomorrow,
if it happens tomorrow, I'll buy you breakfast.
Chili scrambled eggs.
I'll buy you chili
from 1982.
Scrambled eggs.
All right. Save your
tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. I did a little bit of a poll outside with the producers before and my old mate Marcel out the back there.
Yeah.
Of the three of us, who shows the most interest in what others are doing outside the studio?
What do you mean?
So I just polled everyone out there and they said, Zave, it'd probably be you. You probably show the most interest in everyone else's day-to-day life.
No, can I be honest? I actually think it is you.
No, hang on. But do you ask the question and then do you actually hang around to listen for the answer?
Neens, did you say me?
No, I'm curious.
Absolutely, said you, Zay.
Thank you.
It's actually one of the things that I noticed about you from the start, yeah. Is that when even if someone's walking past, you ask them how they are
interest.
And what they've been up
and
to.
And I try and target into what you're doing outside of work and that sort of stuff. So I want to do something today, and it's going to make us all a bit better.
In the criminal justice system,
stealing ideas from your own show
are considered especially heinous. In
Perth
City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these felonies are members of an elite squad known as
Lawyer X.
So,
these are their stories.
What's going on?
I'm going to save one of us in here. I want to save one of us from what could be financially crippling. You could have a serious legal issue on your plate.
Yeah.
Now, Pete.
Pete, what's going on? Me? I'm so glad it was directed at Pete.
Pete.
Me? What have I done?
No, you. Now, so I just want to paint the picture that you do a podcast outside of the radio show, and it's Goa.
Game on Oz.
Game on Oz.
That's AUS if you want to go and check it out. New episode out on Friday.
You can simply, literally just plug into your iTunes podcast, Game on Australia, and it pops up.
Yeah.
Free plug for you.
Yeah, thanks. So, appreciate it.
Last night I tuned into your Twitter.
Oh, no!
Did you?
I tuned into his Twitter now. This is what, so at the start, I suppose, what is, you know, the start, what the show's going to be about.
The intro.
So I'm sitting there and I'm bloody hooked to me thing trying to listen to
Game on Australia. Because you're kind of into gaming now, aren't you, since I know you've been exactly. playing FIFA?
Since I realised I beat Pete in FIFA, I could be Perth's best gamer. Now, this is the audio I grabbed from last night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Legends Club. It's Pete here. God, we've got a hell of a show for you. Grandma Shirley makes an appearance. And our Goa weekly game makes a comeback as well. You're kidding me is here.
What?
A chance at $50 worth of PLE gift card cash coming your way. Make sure you're watching. See you in a tick.
Now, firstly, there's two things there, isn't there, Jules?
Grandma Shirley? Mm. Who is that?
Oh, Grandma Shirley is she's a 84-year-old woman in the US.
Yeah.
And she's one of the biggest Skyrim gamers in the world. So she's a YouTuber. She's an absolute ripper.
Well, it sounds a bit too much like Mama Jules to me.
Yeah.
I feel as though you've crowbarred sort of a character
I
along
haven't.
The lines of Mama Jules.
In I there, haven't.
But that's okay. It's not
Grandma Shirley's been around for a long time.
That's okay.
Okay? Hey, you leave her out
quickly,
of this.
This is a little side note. Did Grandma Shirley quit recently? Or did someone recently quit gaming? Because of the trolls online?
She hasn't quit.
Right.
But she's taken a bit of a chill pill.
Jules, I'm delivering him a
sorry,
a
no,
cease.
I said a side note. Okay, continue.
So cease and desist.
So that podcast is due up on Friday.
It's due up on Friday.
Now, copyright laws.
I just think it's a good game. Yeah, I think it's a good game. And you know what? Our audience there, and I credit the Hit Network a lot, and I credit our show a lot as well.
It's our game. We birthed it. We nurtured it. Mm. We brought it to life.
Wait.
It's not Game on Australia's game.
No, it's not. I've never said it is.
And under copyright laws in Australia, you have no right
now
to be playing that on a separate podcast away from our show.
Is it
by law?
The thing is that when we do it on our show, it's themed.
Yeah.
Is it game themed on
your
show?
It's gaming themed on your show. So what you have to do on the podcast is I get three different video game themes from three different years.
Yep.
All right. And then my two co-hosts play for like a represented person in chat on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/GameOnOz.
Yep.
And they have to guess what year the theme is from.
So, all right, same recipe. Same recipe, different ingredients, different taste.
Same name. This is our cease and assist or whatever you call it. Alternatively, you can keep the segment, but you've got to get us a bagel this morning.
What flavour would you like?
The one I like. What's the one I like?
You like the jalapeno cream cheese.
That, and you can keep the segment on your podcast.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know you owned it. Didn't know you owned it.
Deal's done, mate.
Deal's done. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Now, we can't fly to Melbourne at the moment. But we can sure as hell get over there in a story like this. I am not missing this opportunity to do this, something I've been pitching for months.
What is it?
A Melbourne poo jogger has been caught.
Yuck. Again?
Again.
Same one?
As of yesterday. A different person now. Different person. Has been caught defecating in a garden bed in Melbourne's inner southeast. Man dressed in running attire. Where's Albert Park Community Garden?
Albert Park. So that's where the Grand Prix goes around.
Well, there you go.
Right in the city.
To be honest. You know, I've guys. You know, I've been running a lot, like, or walking and running a lot lately. It does bring it on.
Yeah, it does. Your guts curl up a bit, but it doesn't mean you're going to drop one on the hill you run up and down. What's the hill you do?
Well, being close, Mount.
But you're not going to.
But I won't. No.
But sometimes it does come on.
I hate talking about this.
When you least expect it.
What's the question you want to ask people?
Oh my God, I'm glad you asked, Jules. Are you ready for this? 13 10 60. When did a poo sneak up on you?
Oh, yuck.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
When you just couldn't hold it. Because it happens. It happens to people. Wait. Sometimes they get the bubble guts.
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
How did he get busted? Because the other ones got busted. Because remember that guy staked out and he took a photo of him?
Yeah, no, and he had a government role or something. He got sacked from work.
Oh yeah. Well, this guy got busted because the person whose garden it is, he planted this ISO garden, CCTV cameras like overlooking the garden because he was sick of people stealing the plants that he'd planted.
Right.
And then he was looking and it was like, is that guy doing what I? Yep, he's doing it.
And what do you think? It's okay or not?
Oh, look, let's be honest. Like, the guy had a public toilet near him. So you go to the public toilet.
Was it locked, though?
Might have been. I don't know. It was 6:50 in the morning.
It would have been locked for the pandemic.
It was 10 to 7. 10 to 7 in the morning.
Most probably.
But at the end of the day, like, you shouldn't do it out in public. You should not be defecating people's gardens and all of that sort of stuff. But at the same time, 13 10 60, would love to hear from you this morning. Not going to hold it against you.
I've been so close. Remember that time I'd just recently moved into my apartment and there was a fire alarm that went off,
yes.
Right? And I was in my pajamas and I had to run downstairs. And as soon as I got downstairs, I started getting these really sharp stabbing pains in my stomach.
That's right.
And we were waiting for the fire brigade to turn up. And I tell you what, it was the longest wait of my life. But it did cross my mind of where I was going to go. It was that close.
Yeah, well, some people can't hold it.
Well,
oh, mate, I can tell it was so close.
In my first ever year of football, Shane Crawford, the Brownlow medalist.
Brownlow, good one.
Brownlow, yes. We played in Adelaide against Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
And after the game, he was undressing. And I think he might have had a little leak.
Oh, get out.
A little one, yeah. Yep. It's disgusting. I hate talking about these topics.
Hey, and to just to boot it a little bit, we got a $50 Amazon gift card for you as well.
I just like the fact that these stories are going to cringe the hell out of Zay. Oh,
absolutely. Man.
Cringe him.
Sometimes you just can't hold it. It's okay. We're not going to hold it against you. But 13 10 60, when did a poo sneak up on
I'm
you?
I'm hoping our first caller, Gemma, is our boss, Gemma, who says, stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
We're going to come back and talk to you in minutes.
On Hit 92.9.
13 10 60.
Can we skip this segment and do that one?
Mate, we can't. The phone board's lit up.
You've actually filled it.
I've filled the boards.
This is where you don't put the number out.
You're right.
I can't get through, mate.
You're right.
You filled them.
You're right. Full. So all I'm going to do is just pick them up and just ask them, when did a poo sneak up on you?
That's all you got to do,
you got to reset and tell them why we're talking about this.
No, look, I've been wanting to do this phone for months, but I'm really excited to get this off the ground finally. And thanks to a poo jogger in Melbourne overnight who gave us the opportunity.
I just cannot believe this has happened again.
It happens a fair bit.
Outside, I just can't do it. I walked Dakota for 6 days and didn't even try.
Not once.
Nah. Hold it in.
Some people just can't go in public, though. They just can't.
Oh, man.
But sometimes you have no choice, and that's where these stories come from. Hi, James.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Oh, mate. So good. When did a poo sneak up on you?
Right. Me and the missus were over in England at the start of the year, and when we first got there, I was going for a bit of a dog walk with the old granddad there, and he was telling us his story about the Japanese whiskey that his son brought him. He reckoned he was halfway around this dog walk, and he couldn't help it. He had to go on the hedge on the way halfway home.
The old boy.
So, yeah, the granddad, yeah. So fast forward 5 weeks and we're at the end of the holiday. It was the last night of the holiday and we had a few beers and got a bit silly. And the Japanese whiskey came out and forgot all about the story that old granddad told us.
Yeah.
So between three of us, we punched this bottle of Japanese whiskey and went for a walk into town. And the poo snuck up on me.
Oh, yeah. Did the hedge get it?
out of the front of Tesco's, mate.
Oh, James.
Oh, my gosh.
Good kids. All right, Gemma, hello.
Morning, how are you?
Good, babe. How did a poo sneak up on you?
So it's when the Perth Airport was getting all the renovations and all the roads were changing around there.
Oh, yes.
And I was picking up my parents. I'd been on a month holiday to England, and I was excited. About 2 a.m, went to go pick them up, and I took the wrong turn, and I panicked. And you know those concrete bollards in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
When they're doing roadworks?
Yeah.
I had to park the car, jump over one of them, and just go there and then.
Just had to go.
I just had to go.
Oh, babe, were you freaking out? Like, you're looking around?
Yeah, I was freaking out, and I didn't go and pick my parents up. I drove all the way home and told them they had to get a taxi home.
See, my greatest concern is that the cleanup after.
Yeah.
So you just put your runners back, your shorts back on.
Take your sock off. So they reckon, yeah. I'll tell you what.
So they reckon, is Jules. Jules, that's why you walk around with odd socks on.
Not at all, but I'm telling you, this segment's giving me hot and cold sweats. I'm putting myself in these.
I'll keep eating these wasabi peas.
You know when your stomach's like got, when you do have the BGs?
Yeah.
And you are trying to hold it in, and you get those hot and cold sweats coming. Oh, mate, it's the worst.
Hang on a sec.
James.
James in Stirling. Another James. G'day, mate. When did a poo sneak up on you?
All right, so it was my last semester at uni, so I was in between places to stay, and a buddy of mine said, listen, you could stay in this house that I'm renting to a Mexican family, but we'll just give you the garage. So I had eaten something bad that night. So around 1 o'clock in the morning, I really had the urge to take a crap. So I didn't want to wake up the Mexican family because I was too embarrassed. So I ended up putting my dog on a leash. I walk in the backyard and use the tree in the backyard, and then I ended up wiping myself with my T-shirt.
No, dude. Blame it on the dog. I thought he was going to say, use the dog.
Isn't that an Eddie Murphy joke about a bear and a rabbit?
Oh, I did read that, Pete, in Florida. Is James still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Hey, James, it happened in Florida, did it?
Yes.
That's okay. Yeah, as long as it's in Florida, you can do what you want.
Okay.
Have you ever seen those Florida men segments?
No.
Yeah. Oh, mate, everything happens in Florida.
Yeah, they say that if you type in Florida man, your birth date.
Well, yes.
Or your birth year or something like that, it'll come up with,
Florida man. I've never heard of this
before. Just Google, even if you just Google Florida man, the stories off the back of Florida
but
man.
But if you put Florida man and then your birth date, it'll come up with a Florida man did something on your birth
date. We need to try this at some point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're doing this.
Another
Tanya
day.
Tanya in Rivervale on 131060. When did a poo sneak up on you?
Good morning. When I was shopping, I had a baby 3 months old and a young toddler as well. We'd gone into the shops and I felt, like Jules said, the wobbles and the
hot and cold sweats,
flushes and everything. I'm like, I can get through this. But I didn't want to use the shopping centre toilet because my tummy was a little bit upset. And I had these two babies. And so I've got myself to the car, but as I'm going to the car, it released.
Oh, ten.
It's raining. The car wasn't parked in a convenient spot.
Yeah.
I can feel the kids getting wet. I'm getting wet. And it's running into my socks.
It's in your socks. It's in your socks, Tan.
Oh, no.
So what's the course of play? What's next? You take your strides off and drive home nude? Or what happens next?
Well, you can't. You can't. You've got to go home. And then you've got to get the babies inside because they can't be left in the car.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get home just on nap time. So they're carrying on.
Oh,
yeah.
And eventually you get to look after yourself.
You just clean yourself up.
Oh, gosh.
Before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why even bother cleaning yourself up?
That's a fair point. Just roll
off. The horse is bolted. The good thing about it is, though, if anyone did pull your car up or whatever and you had to wind down the window, you got the kids to blame.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
So I feel your pain, Tanya. Oh, God.
On Hit 92.9.
Yes, these are those stories that I come across make you happy and also very heartwarming, like the one I've got for you this morning.
What do you got, mate?
Now, it is about Kobe Bryant, who unfortunately passed away. What, 4 months ago now?
It was January.
Yeah, four months. So obviously him and his wife have five daughters. And their youngest daughter, Capri, 11 months old, started walking, and his wife Vanessa shared the moment on social media.
Yay!
So excited for her. We were exactly the same when it came to my nieces.
Did you start clapping then?
Did I?
I thought I saw you clap when everyone started clapping.
Yeah, because, no, I remember when when my niece started walking, it was like, you know, my eldest niece especially, it was like one of the biggest moments. It was, I remember being so excited about it. Whereas prior to my niece, I was like, what is everyone getting excited for?
It's a long slug. Can you imagine sitting on your backside for 11 months before you decide you're going to have a go?
Were you guys there for the for your baby's milestones? I mean, the rollover, the crawling, the standing and walking.
I remember every single one of Mila's because I was there for them. Izzy's, I missed her first steps. They happened at Mum and Dad's house, but it was pretty awesome that Mum and Dad got to see them.
Yeah.
But with Mila, she didn't walk until she was 20 months old, right? And we actually had a lot of issues with her and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So her first steps weren't just a celebration. It was like, oh my God.
She was chilling for a while.
Yeah, she's chilling for a while, but she had a pretty rough entry into this world. So,
yeah, okay. I was going to say, she's probably wise and knows she has to walk for the rest of her life. So yeah, I was like, I was going to lay here for a little bit longer.
But pretty amazing. Like, it's a hell of a, you'll never have another first experience like that ever again. It's incredible.
Yeah, beautiful. What about you, X?
I was there for the steps for walking. M wasn't.
Yeah.
I was with my mate, Scooter.
Did you film it? At least?
I don't think so. I was with my mate, Scooter, and Ted just took off and walked to Scoot. And Scoot was like, oh, gee whiz, that's cool. I was like, he's never done that before.
Yeah.
That's first was time. That at the pub?
Yeah, that's what
yeah. Or was it the pub?
He was holding on to
the day before was the pub. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So,
He
did it the day after was the pub where we tried to do it again, but he put it on hold again. But literally just got and walked the scooter. And Scooter was like, oh, hey, mate.
Unreal.
Anyway, it's a little bit of a bittersweet story because obviously, you know, Cobe's not around to witness that. But yeah, beautiful to see the family, and especially for Vanessa as well too.
Correct.
It's a very tough job.
Good one, Jules.
Save your Jules and peace. On Hit 92.9.
So, but some more exciting results have come through this morning. If you missed it yesterday, this is what happened. Last year, we would be sitting in the studio and
easily.
Zay would go to grab his heart. He'd be like, oh, I'm like, what's wrong with me? He's like, oh, sharp pain. This year, I've noticed every morning here, you'll breathe in and...
First, he puts down his Macca's hot cakes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
And his coffee.
Can you stop saying that? I eat Macca. No.
God, you got salty yesterday.
You triggered him. You absolutely
because
triggered
him. I'll get home and get rammed by M. I don't eat at them very often, Emily.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Now, let's get back to the heart situation because it was something that was going on for a long time and we'd had enough. Pep
chest
and I
pain.
Got together. We're like, you know what? We're just going to give him the ultimatum. Go and get your heart checked or don't bother coming in.
And, mate, honest to God, it's purely...
is it that easy?
No.
I don't remember that bit.
No, I just threw that in there.
It's purely because we care about you, mate. Honestly.
Oh, Pete.
But even after the break, even after talking about it yesterday, you're like, I don't have time today. I've got to go and do all this stuff, right? You've waltzed in this morning. What'd you do yesterday?
Well, the reason why I went yesterday to see the doctor, when I was waiting at the lift, I got really lightheaded. Really lightheaded. Like, I thought I was going to go down. And I was like, whoa. That's when that's when I booked the doctor.
So hang on. So just can you explain just once again exactly what's been happening to
you?
I don't know.
Like, I've had chest pain. Just had these chest pains every day, right? Yes. I don't know why. I've just had chest pain. And I went and saw I did go see the doctor.
And? Did you?
Did you or not? Because you told us this morning that you did.
You went and saw the doctor, but you didn't tell him about your heart, did you?
No, honestly, I went and saw the doctor. Yes, I did go see a doctor.
And?
Yes, and
why?
Went and said...
But what did you say to the doctor?
No, honestly, hand on heart, I walked in and said, I don't know why I'm here. And they looked at the records and said I hadn't been to see a doctor for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm having chest. And then she made me, like, sound the words out. I was like, pain. And she's like, they're the words no one wants to say. But yes, I went in and said I'm having chest pain.
Okay.
In fact, I went to a doctor in Floreat.
Right.
So I've been there. I had a ECG.
Yeah.
Tick. And I've had some blood tests taken, 8 different blood tests or some samples.
Yeah.
And I've been diagnosed with CARS.
What?
CARS, yeah.
CARS? What does it stand for?
Carrying a radio show. Too much stress on the ticker carrying you two every week.
Oh, whatever.
No, honestly.
Mate, I've been done.
You didn't go.
She's reckons it's too stressful for me and I should just relax more.
Mate, the only person putting stress on you is yourself and the amount of hotcakes you eat
Recommended every morning. I only go to work for 2 hours a day. 7 till 9 was the medical advice.
Really? Okay. Does
Slow
she
down,
know that?
Chest is going again.
He's got his arm again. No, seriously.
No, I did go. And just fine on the ECG and had some blood tests.
Okay.
So waiting on the blood test.
Waiting on the bloods. But okay. Other good news, I got some blood tests back yesterday and we got tested for cystic fibrosis for the little kid that unborn.
Oh, yeah, and?
Because M is a cystic fibrosis carrier.
Yeah.
So what happens is, so cystic fibrosis, you die at a really young age, I think 20 to 25 was about the average age. Really sad, really sad. Yeah. Thing. So M's a carrier, and if I was a carrier, the child would have a 25% chance of having cystic fibrosis.
Right.
But I'm not a carrier.
So beautiful.
We move on.
Great
we
news,
press
mate.
On.
Okay.
Great news.
And the ticker's
Jeez,
fine.
Leave. Okay.
The ticker's fine, and I'm not a carrier.
Was that stressing you out?
No, I actually forgot to think about it until M rang and said, you're not a carrier.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Great news.
Don't worry, if I was a carrier, I would have been stressed. But yeah, there you go.
On Hit 92.9.
Pete, Florida Man, you didn't know what it was. So
no, it's the first time I'd heard of it.
There's a Florida Man challenge. What you do is get on Google and write Florida Man followed by your birthday and whatever story was presented on your day. There's obviously interesting stories. Florida is one of the most messed up places in the world.
And this came out about a year ago, right? Maybe 2 years.
Yep. So,
but we're doing this because Pep didn't know about
it. Pep didn't know what it was. So, Pep, do you want me to start with yours? November 20?
Yeah, go on.
November 20. Florida man arrested for having sex with miniature horse.
Whoa!
I like this game.
What?
So that's what you do. You type in your birth date.
Yeah, without, but, without, I don't know whether you like this game.
But the story relates to you.
You.
Oh. No, I do not like this game. I hate this game very much.
Jules, Feb 20.
Yeah.
Florida man attacks gas station clerk with hot dogs over a corn dog stick and beer.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That suits.
Yeah, me. That's me on a Friday night at the kebab shop.
Feb 28, me. Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics and standoff after SWAT promises him a pizza. Florida.
The best headline, seriously, coming out of Florida.
Man, you guys get food. I get sex with the donkey. Okay, great.
horse.
So you miniature horse. It has feelings too, Pete.
If you want to try this out, so you type in your birth date, followed by Florida man into Google, bang, and you hit go.
And it'll come up with your headline.
All right.
Old pony. What are we doing next, pony boy?
Catching up with the Prime Minister. So straighten
up. Are you going to tell him?
Yeah, no, straighten up.
On Hit 92.9.
Want to know why your family disowned you? Now, I came across this story on Reddit last night. You guys know what Reddit is, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a talking platform.
It's the front page of the internet.
Is it?
Oh, that's what they say.
Oh,
That's the tagline.
No, I wouldn't say
there's
that.
There's all sorts of weird bits and pieces.
Yeah. And so there was a girl on there, and she was talking about how she changed her name, right? Now, her name is Crystal.
Crystal.
But it's spelt Q-U-R-apostrophe-S-T-Y-double-L-E.
So like Cristel.
Yeah. So every time,
that's
fancy. Growing up, but she said growing up, she was getting bullied a fair bit.
Yeah.
And also she has to pronounce her name every single time
someone says it. How old is she?
Because, she's older now.
Okay.
And old enough to change her name, which is what she has done. So she's actually changed it to the spelling of Crystal, C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. But her family, unhappy about it, and disowned her.
See you later.
Her mum's like, no, this is the thing, though. She said, usually, I mean, if her name is spelt quite differently, people would say, oh, you know, whereabouts, where's the name from?
Mm.
And it wasn't from anywhere. The mum just wanted a different way to spell it.
It's a bit strange.
It is a little bit strange, to disown
maybe from her perspective, she put a lot of time and effort into thinking about the spelling of that name. So now she's not happy about it.
But what is the name? If you want to change your name, change your name. Honestly, the poor girl, if she wanted to change it because it was spelt like a whack job, just change it.
Yeah, well, like she said, you know, there's nothing, it's not because it was her grandma's name or anything like that. Her mum just wanted a different way to actually spell the name.
She's probably found it as a blessing that she's been disowned, to be honest.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks. Good.
Oh, mate.
Easy out.
Your family's family, but still.
It's a long boat of drawer, isn't it?
There'd be plenty of stories out there. You know, families have falling outs all the time. Where, you know, your parents are going, oh, we're disowning you. I want to know for what reason.
Why?
What was it?
131060. We've got somebody who's already called up.
Oh, beautiful. Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
What's going on, baby? Has your family disowned you?
Yeah, my grandmother disowned me because I wouldn't give her my phone number.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you give her your...
Yeah. stuff went down when I was 15 and I was removed from my mother's custody.
Right.
And my grandmother wanted to just start, like, crapping the family. So she wanted my number so she could blackmail my mom.
Oh, right.
And I wouldn't give it to her, so she disowned me for the whole family.
Oh, babe.
Man.
Are you back with your, are you back with your mum, Sam?
No, I actually live out of home now.
Okay.
Wow.
Happily, though? Happily?
Oh, very happily.
Good, oh, that's good. Good, babe. It's good to hear that your life's on track even with all that disruption.
Man, that is hectic.
Yeah, very. Save
your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Why did your family disown you?
Yeah, now this is because I came across this story, right, on Reddit where this girl by the name of Crystal, but spelt Q-U-R apostrophe S-T-Y double L-E.
The double L's the tricky part.
Changed her name to the normal spelling of Crystal, right? Mm. And because of that, family very unhappy. Mother disowned her completely. Said, no, this is the name I gave you and this is the name I want. And, yeah, it was like,
you've
changed
your name.
Yeah.
You ran me loose for a while.
Yeah.
You're very lucky.
No, Dad changed my name when a couple of days old. But, I mean, I would have kept it.
You would have kept Remy loose?
Oh, I definitely would have been Remy. If it stayed, the hyphen stayed.
The hyphen stayed.
I would have been in a different industry anyway. That's a totally different story.
Julianne.
But I just thought, you know, there's plenty of stories out there where families have disowned, you know, certain members of the family. I want to know why.
All right, Amy and Belle Divers. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Tell us what happened, mate.
It was my 30th birthday and I'd been out drinking all day with my girlfriends. They took me out for the day and my parents were coming over that afternoon to see me and my eldest brother and his wife came over. I hadn't invited them, which sounds nasty, but I knew I was going to be drunk, so I didn't want to have to deal with everyone.
Yeah.
And then also my nephews were there and then my brother said that I was too drunk for his liking and he hasn't spoken to me since.
How long ago was that?
2 years now.
2 years?
Wow.
Have you tried Ames to mend the bridge?
Yeah, quite a few times. My parents have even said to him, like, you're being ridiculous. Your sister's picked you up so many times drunk and dealt with you and everything and he's just like, don't care.
So what happens at Christmas or family gatherings? Do you both attend or do you both find out who's going and not go?
No, literally have not seen him for 2 years or my nephews.
Wow.
There has to be something underlying, surely.
Well, I have no idea. So my niece was born. I went on holidays to Queensland. I came home and went to the hospital and met my niece and that's the only time I've seen her as well.
Amy, was it perfectly fine? Was the relationship perfectly fine for 30 years up until that point?
Yeah, we had like normal sibling, like ups and downs sort of things and normal family drama, but nothing where it's like completely like cut out.
Was there a fight on the day or anything like that? Did you get into an argument?
Nothing at all.
What's the wife, what's your brother's wife or partner like? That's the angle I'd be looking at, Ames, I reckon. I have a funny feeling he might be banned.
Okay.
Always, it happens a bit.
It does,
did
actually.
Did you like my detective now on that one?
No, I do like it, but her answer was brilliant.
Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Hello.
What happened with your dad?
Sorry, by the way, it's Louisa, not Lisa.
Louisa.
Sorry, mate.
No, that's all right. I get it a lot. So I actually have been disowned by my dad twice in the past 22 years.
Okay.
Wow, okay. What happened first?
So the first one was I was 21 and I fell pregnant. I wasn't married.
Right.
And the father of my kids wasn't Italian. He was Australian. So,
right.
Oh, bugger. How unusual in Australia to fall pregnant from Australia.
Pep's over here, like, I can relate.
I'm laughing because this is, I can relate to this stuff.
My dad was fresh off the boat person.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Louisa, just quickly, the pregnancy, was it a one-nighter or was there a relationship?
It was like we were dating for a couple of weeks and then we weren't dating and then I found out.
I've got a feeling your dad didn't know that you were dating this Australian guy.
No, I was his perfect little daughter.
Italian, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you were out shaking and baking.
Yeah.
I think the problem was he was Australian and all tatted up.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So there's
what happened the second time?
The second time was even more ridiculous. So he was living in Italy at the time, and I posted something on Facebook, and it was a meme, and it said, you know your parents are wog when you open up the margarine container and find tomato sauce.
Yeah, mate, which is so true. You either find tomato sauce, you find pickled olives, or...
Ours is always oil. Like, it's always oil.
You get it.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
I don't.
Zabe. But we understand why you don't, Zabe.
Yeah, so what was his problem?
So, he was living in Italy at the time, and I didn't hear from him for, like, months. And then he flew to Australia, and he was staying with my brother, and he just ignored my existence completely while I was there. And then finally I snapped at him, and I was, what's your problem? Yeah. And then he turns around and goes, is it true you posted this post about being wog? And I was like, well, yeah, we are wogs, aren't we? And he went off. We're not wogs. We're dings. You brought shame to the family.
Oh, well.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm not backing into his corner here. I mean, technically we are dings.
What's the difference between a wog and a ding?
Wogs are Greeks and dings are Italians.
Right.
Yes. Technically.
Well, see, things have changed over the years. Back when he came to Australia, the word wog was a derogatory name.
Yeah.
But when I went to high school, if you're wog, you were cool. So
me too.
Yeah.
Pete.
So it's safe to say that when the conversation ended, I said, I hope you have a safe trip, but really I hope the plane crashes.
Oh, my gosh.
That didn't end well.
Oh,
we're all under the one umbrella. We're all wogs.
Yeah. In one way or another. Yeah, absolutely. Taylor, hello.
Hi.
What happened, mate?
So it was actually my nan's. It wasn't like my family, but... She went on a trip overseas. I was 18. I met my now obviously current partner. Mm-hmm. And she literally came back, saw him, like met him. Didn't like the fact that he had tattoos all over his head, face, neck, body.
Head, face, neck.
Yeah, everywhere. Stomach, chair, like everywhere. And decided to say literally pretty much in front of him, Taylor, if you leave him, I'll buy you a Range Rover.
Oh.
If not,
what?
Like, get out of my life.
And how's the car going?
Yeah.
Well, ironically, she loves him now. We've got two kids together. We've been together like 6 years. So, I mean, she kind of come around, but she disowned us for a little bit. The rest of that side of my family, I don't talk to anymore because of it. But at least my nan came around.
So can I just say, are you a tattooed person as well, Taylor? Or have you had,
no.
You, no. No.
Okay. No. Pete's I always tattooed. Say he's got enough tattoos for the both of us.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Fair enough. That's his prerogative.
Would have you left Liz for a Range Rover?
What? No.
What, Zabe?
Why? Hang on. All of the people in Producer's Airlock at the moment are just waving bye-bye. They're like, easily, Range Rover.
Really?
Bye, Felicia.
Says
bye.
A lot.
Yeah.
You shallow people. Disgusted. All right. Should we wrap things up?
Yeah.
Let's wrap things up.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but just move on because they don't deserve you.
Nice.
Off the back of family.
Family.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. It wasn't really off the back of anything. That's in any relationship or whether it's family, romantically, life.
Just in general.
They don't deserve you.
Don't waste your time.
100%.
Life's short.
Yeah.
Mm. Guys, it's been wonderful.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.